In my brain, I simplify frustration by framing it as the discomfort that shows up when an obstacle is getting in the way of reaching your goal. Its job is to draw your attention to obstacles, to point your brain at solving and overcoming them, and to motivate you to keep going so you can achieve your goals. Welcome to the Business Couch with Dr. Yishai, where we talk about applying high leverage psychology in your business and life. I'm your host, Dr. Yishai Barkadari, licensed psychologist, private practice owner, speaker, executive coach, and consultant. I became a psychologist to learn how to leverage psychology and help others do the same. For over a decade, I've been tracking how psychology gets in the way of smart and results-driven people. For years, I've developed frameworks and tools to help them leverage psychology instead to launch themselves forward. It's my mission to share my hard-earned lessons with you so you can launch yourself forward too. I can't wait to talk high-leverage psychology with you so you can learn to take higher leverage action today. Happy holiday season. With the holidays behind us and the new year just around the corner, I decided to share an episode that will help you stay on track with your goals for the upcoming year. Because it's the time of year to think, plan, and set goals for the upcoming year. But we often find ourselves frustrated at the end of the year, quarter, or month because we haven't achieved what we set out to, or we have obstacles that are getting in our way. Whether that's personal, in your relationships, or professional, this episode will set you up for success. So let's talk high leverage psychology. The name of the game is to uncover insights you can use to leverage your psychology to rocket you forward. Today, I'm defining frustration, talking about when and why it shows up, and showing you how to leverage it to overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. I came across an interesting definition for frustration by psychology researchers Geronimus and Lasule. They define frustration as, quote, irritable distress after a wish collided with an unyielding reality. As a simple example, let's say you just got off a promising sales call and didn't make the sale, even though it seemed like a shoo-in. It's the third time today. Or you launched a promising new ad campaign, and the response was lackluster, even after hours of research, exquisitely crafted copy, and repeated testing and tweaking. Or you just wrapped up a promising interview with a candidate for a key role, only to find yourself disappointed for the eighth time in a week. Talk about a wish colliding with an unyielding reality. The cold, hard fact smacks you across the face. Your temperature rises, your heart rate spikes, you feel prickly, irked, annoyed. You notice you're getting close to being on the verge of done. You think about the effort you've poured in, your mediocre results, and it's almost intolerable. Maybe you even imagine whipping yourself into a frenzy, raging at your phone, your computer, or yourself. Your so-called irritable distress is the signature of frustration. But I think there's a subtle and key distinction in how I consider and work with frustration as a psychologist than how Geronimus and Lasule described it in their research, because they frame frustration as a result, an outcome, as if frustration is the damage done to a car when it collides with the cement barrier they call unyielding reality. Those unyielding realities can be internal to yourself or outside in the real world. What's the difference, you might ask, between how I think and work with frustration and Geronimus and Lasule's definition? If frustration is the irritable distress caused by unmet desires, then the ideal outcome is to lower the distress, get rid of it entirely, or stop caring completely. And that's how most people think of it. I consider that low leverage because it basically baits you into spending a lot of time and energy trying to stop being affected by frustration or stop caring entirely about the outcome. Even if you succeed, that's a lot of effort to put in, and at best, you get back to baseline. Worse still, if you stop caring, then why bother taking the next sales call, or working on an ad campaign, or doing the next interview? It all becomes pretty pointless. So here's how I think and work with frustration differently and make it high leverage. In my brain, I simplify frustration by framing it as the discomfort that shows up when an obstacle is getting in the way of reaching your goal. Its job is to draw your attention to obstacles, to point your brain at solving and overcoming them, and to motivate you to keep going so you can achieve your goals. You see, frustration is not a result, but a process. It's your brain both realizing you haven't reached your goal and trying to draw your attention to the obstacle in your path. Real quick, remember the moment an insight here clicked for you? Let's spread more of those aha moments. And here's how you can do that right now and have my everlasting gratitude. Subscribe, rate, and review. It takes a minute, but it helps other people benefit from your light bulb moment. You can light up a complete stranger's day or a friend's in 60 seconds or less. It would mean the world to me because my mission is to help more people breeze through stress and frustration, overcome setbacks faster, and live their best lives. And more importantly, it can make a world of difference to someone on the verge of a life-changing insight. Frustration is like a spotlight that shines on you and the issue. Without it, you might be stuck in the dark, smashing your head against a wall repeatedly without even realizing that you're getting absolutely nowhere. The key here is recognizing that what your frustration really wants is for you to overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. Think of it this way. If insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, frustration is the emotion that keeps us sane, because it's the emotion that tells us what we're doing isn't working and prods us to figure out how we need to change, adapt, and take a different approach to accomplish our goals. So here's what you can do to leverage your frustration better in three simple steps. 1, take a moment to realize and reframe your frustration as an internal driver that wants you to achieve your goals. 2, treat it as a spotlight pointing you to your current obstacle, whether internal or external, and recognize that it's the obstacle getting in the way of achieving your goal. 3, listen to it and help you consider the problem from multiple angles so you can understand how to solve it and move forward. One thing I want to highlight is that what's really interesting is that the outcome isn't necessarily all that different. People who are good problem solvers end up doing mostly that third step anyways. However, the real difference is when you can understand and connect your frustration to the motivation, the focus and attention on the problem, and the desire of achieving your goal, then instead of having to fight your frustration and still work on overcoming the obstacle, your frustration becomes your ally, your friend, and your rocket fuel to really get you into that mode faster. So go ahead and review your sales call. Ask yourself, what got in the way? Consider the point in your conversation that might have lost the sale, whether you missed something the prospect said or you could improve your process. Compare it with your successful calls and examine every moment in microscopic detail. Go over your ad campaign again. Word by word, click by click, metric by metric. Get fresh eyes on it. Ask several of your current clients, ideal clients, for their impressions. Ask yourself if there's a front end or back end issue. If there is the slightest incongruency in your messaging and the product. Look at your recruitment process. How are you qualifying candidates? What area or areas has each candidate failed to measure up? Are you casting too wide a net, too narrow a net, not looking in the right places, or is your messaging speaking to a particular type of candidate who isn't the right fit? whether for the role or for your company. And finally, realize that sometimes frustration is telling you that you've got everything dialed in, but you still haven't reached your goals. In which case, you can sit down, look through everything, come to the conclusion you're exactly on track, and thank it for making sure you are. The obstacle is not a roadblock. It's time. You'll just need to continue pushing forward. And I say that as the rule out option after you've really worked through all of this, because frustration is really there to help you understand when there's an obstacle in the way. And since you know that frustration wants you to accomplish your goals, you can get it to throw its support behind you. And on that note, I'll see you next week. The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai podcast is produced by Dr. Yishai and PodTech. Music by www.purple-planet.com. Dr. Yishai is a psychologist, but not your psychologist. The conversations and content of this podcast do not contain or create any psychology practice, diagnosis, or therapist-patient relationship with the guest or listener. The information contained in this publication is for general informational purposes only and shall not be relied on or construed as coaching advice or therapy. So do your own research before using anything from this podcast. Thanks again for listening. I hope today's episode fulfilled my mission to help you leverage psychology better in your business and life.